Forces of the Wagner Mercenaries Group and military vehicles are seen in Rostov-on-Don. Wagner boss Yevgeny Prigozhin confirmed earlier that his troops entered Russia's southern military headquarters in this Russian city, adding to concerns that a coup is underway. From here, the fighting has been overseen in neighboring Ukraine, which Russia invaded in February last year. With over 1 million people, Rostov-on-Don is also an important cultural center of southern Russia. Prigozhin says his troops will blockade the Russian city and move on to Moscow, the capital, unless defense chiefs Sergei Shoigu and Valery Gerasimov come to meet him. The Wagner leader accused the Russian military of launching a deadly missile strike on his troops on Friday, but did not provide evidence. He said the evil in Russia's military leadership must be stopped and vowed to march for justice. However, without mentioning Prigozhin's name, Russian President Vladimir Putin warned that those responsible for the rebellion would be punished. Heard through an interpreter, Putin indirectly accused the Wagner Group of attacking Russia.
The fate of our people is being decided. We need the consolidation of all forces. Everything has to be discarded that weakens us. Anything that can be used and is being used to subvert us from within. And therefore, any actions that split us is a betrayal of your people, betrayal of the comrades that are fighting on the front line, a knife in the back of our people.
While Wagner leader Prigozhin so far directed his anger against the defense minister and other military leaders, the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Bill Taylor, warned this could have severe implications for Russian President Putin. Taylor, who was in Ukraine last month, says the Wagner boss will unlikely succeed, but he cautioned that the Russian infighting could help Ukraine in its fight to defeat Russia's invasion. Taylor suggested that if Russians are worried about their chain of command, the Russian forces fighting against Ukrainians could, in his words, be distracted and may even run. The instability was also expected to add to international security concerns about Russia, which has the world's largest nuclear weapons arsenal.
For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.